so.
Are we waiting on something? Is it pork?
No.
You should go ahead.
Does Lewis know I said?
I have not, in any single conversation, had said, like, hey, Megan told me that. I try. Thank you.
Anything else I can get you at the moment, guys?
No, thank you. I try very hard when I'm doing investigations to only ask questions that, like, I already know the answers to. And I don't ever really get into naming other people. I often will say, like, I know this happened, or I know this took place. And a lot of times in cases, people can deduce, well, it must have come from Megan. So, you know, for Lewis, when we met with him, and I talked specifically about the Planet Fitness thing, as confirmation, he's going to know probably where that came from. But I don't ever say, hey, can you tell me why Megan is saying this or that?
Did he ask me a question?
I probably would not, at this point, since the investigation is still open, comment on what anybody else said or didn't say. But I'm happy to, you know, answer anything I can. Did he ask me questions? No, I don't think he asked me any questions. You were there. I don't think he asked me any questions.
He didn't ask any questions. His second interview, he didn't ask any questions. He did more talking than anything.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, like, the main thing is I'm really concerned that what he'll do if he finds out that I, like, admitted to it. Because of, like, kind of how he treated me during the whole, like, relationship.
Mm-hmm. Talk about that, because in your text you said you were concerned because of what he was saying. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, it's like, throughout the whole time that we were doing it, I was always kind of afraid to end things with him, or I'd go back, and then he'd kind of pressure me back into coming back into what we were doing. And it would kind of change the way we worked together, and he wouldn't make, like, direct threats or anything, but especially once he was, like, warning me at the IA and telling me to deny it and everything, the things he would say, like, if I didn't deny it. Like, it was more of indirect threats than anything.
What did that sound like? You have something specific that comes to mind?
Well, it's just, like, things aren't going to end good if this happens. You know, if I lose my wife and kids and job, it's on you. You have to live with that. Like, he knows where I live. And it's, like, it's just more concerning than anything. It's, like, I don't want to walk outside one day and see his truck in my house.
Right. Right.
I mean, he's only texted me once since my follow-up, and I just ignored it. He hasn't tried contacting me or anything since then, but throughout the whole, like, us being together thing, every now and then, he wouldn't threaten me. I just felt like I was more afraid to, like, end things just because of his position. And every now and then, if something happened at work, he'd be like, don't worry about it, just give me a head, or something like that, let me nut in your mouth. Things like that. So it's like he never played the, like, I'm a sergeant role or anything like that, but it was more like
and what you're saying too is if he says, hey, if something happens and he says don't worry about it, just do this, that's like trading.
I'm just afraid he's gonna do something to me or Jen or something, because I mean, he knows where he lives. He's not gonna drive from Smyrna to Manchester just to talk.
Right. Right.
That's my biggest concern.
Can you tell me more about what the, I don't know what the lack of a better term is, but the conspiracy to cover this whole thing up, when that conversation took place at Planet Fitness? Can you tell me more about, like, what specifically was said there on his part to you, and also what he told you about his conversation with Ty?
With Ty, he just mentioned how he got pulled into it, and Ty said he denied it, which wasn't true, but, it was just he kept saying, I didn't say shit. What happens in personal life is personal life. It's none of your business. You just need to deny it. If this gets out, I'm going to lose my job and everything. I won't see my kids. And that's going to be on you. Because if you crack under pressure, then it's not going to end well. And I mean, I didn't really ask him, what do you mean by it's not going to end well, but I just kind of took it and brushed it off. But when I was talking to my husband about all of it, and I told him that, and, like, whenever we were together, he always told me if anyone finds out or if you ever sleep with anyone else, then it's over, things are going to be different, work's going to be different. It's kind of why I started sleeping with other people, almost, like, so I wouldn't have, because, like, we'd have really rough conversations when I tried to end it, so I was wanting him to have to end it, so I could avoid the conflict. I mean, it just got out of hand from there, which I did that to myself, and I get it, but I just feel like he was kind of aggressive.
Can you speak to, like, the, I mean, you probably know the answers. You guys both in the same time. Like, the criminal aspect, what's at her disposal?
I'm looking at it. I'm just trying to think. Did he ever directly use his rank or anything to?
Never specifically. It's like he would say things without saying it.
Like what?
Like, don't worry about it. And then later on throughout the day, he'd be like, you can just give me a head tonight.
He'd say what now?
You can just give me a head, or you just nut in my mouth, or I nut in your mouth, or just like that.
Yeah.
Like, he was never direct with it. You know, it's mostly like in person or on the phone. But it was just, I mean, I may just be taking it wrong, but I'm more so just kind of worried that when he finds out, like if he requests a copy of this and he finds out that I admitted to it, I just don't know what he's going to say or do.
Well, I mean, the public records thing, once it's closed, that's on the table for anybody.
Yeah,
you can't avoid that. But, I mean, I think Chief and I both... We both care about you as a person, too. And I'm sure if there are resources that can be available, we'll bring them to the table.
Yeah, I'll do something.
But he hasn't reached out to you since?
Only that one time.
Just the one time.
What did he say in that?
He just asked if I was good. I deleted his number. And
have you thought about changing your phone number?
I've thought about it, but it's a hassle.
It is.
Obviously,
not something that I can tell you to do, right? But maybe a smart move, because it will eliminate a large portion of people who you probably don't want to have, you know, puts the power back in your control too, as far as who has your number. What about Ty? Has he contacted you?
No one's contacted me since the last time I said they had.
Okay. You okay if I ask a couple questions just for some clarity on some things? I'm trying to understand specifically on Ty. You know, you didn't give me Ty first. Somebody else gave me Ty first. Okay? So you confirmed what the information I already had. I'm trying to wrap my head around why he's denying it.
Why he's denying it?
Adamantly denying it.
I mean, it might just be
like self-protection?
I mean, that would make sense when I didn't ask him. He said, you know, this didn't happen. But
you know about any health conditions that he's facing right now? And no other thoughts on your end of why he would just stick to this? It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Other than saving himself, I don't.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. You wouldn't lie about it, would you?
Huh?
You wouldn't lie about it, would you? About Ty? Being with Ty?
Why would, yeah.
Well, the reason why I asked that, because we want to rule out the angle of, oh, she's just trying to get back at me, or something of that nature like that. I have no reason not to believe to say that.
I mean, I wouldn't admit to having sex with another.
Right, right. I mean, at that moment that you said that, I think that was your breaking point right there. So I have no reason but to believe that. But
while you weren't truthful in the first meeting, I felt like you have continued to come back. I mean, you said to me and on that phone call, you were like, or text or phone call or whatever, that first phone call, when it was like, hey, I don't want to lie, this kind of eats at me, right? Like, I believe that, and I think that's probably why we keep revisiting things, right? But that's why, I think that's where that question comes from, is like, are everything you've told us, I've checked out and it's been confirmed. Except for Ty. But I have it from some other person too. Not just you, and I got it from some other person before it came from you.
Yeah.
That's just that puzzle piece of why there's such a denial there. You know? Any reason that to date you haven't brought up Seneca Shields?
Seneca?
Did you do anything with Seneca?
Except pictures.
What about the gym? The gym behind PD.
In the weight room.
The weight room. I got a report that you gave him a blowjob in the weight room. You made out? But you didn't give him a blowjob? So what I have is that it was an off work day. You came in, asked him to come over to help you work on something.
Yeah, we were working on
it. He came over. And then there was a blowjob that was given, and then he went back to work, and you went home.
Was it something that you all had planned to do, or was something that happened?
It was definitely in the moment.
But you guys have been sending news back and forth to each other. Any reason why you didn't bring his name up to me early on?
It was so awkward, honestly.
It's just one of those pieces that you know, I heard about last week, and I knew we were going to, you know, be getting together, so. So, do you know why he would tell me a different story about the gym?
Same reason why I don't know why Tyler would deny it if I was up front of him.
Is there any kind of relationship, like bro code, between Ty, Seneca?
Probably. I mean, they work in the same building.
Yeah. That one's puzzling. Is there any other male or female officer that you made out with or had any kind of sexual relations with that we haven't talked about at all? And then I have one question about kind of the lead up to the mental health stuff. Did you ever unload a weapon and dry fire it at your head so you could hear what it sounded like?
It wasn't my duty weapon.
Wasn't your duty, it was your personal.
Basically doing all right over here.
We
are.
Anything at all that I can get anybody at the moment? I'll probably get something a little bit
later. Okay.
Thank you. It's going to be a piece of pie, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So what, Chief, can we do on the concerns about Powell? And
well, I want to talk a little bit more about
Go ahead.
Why you feel threatened. I know you said some of the things that he alluded to, but you've never really said what.
It's more of just, he's extremely persistent. Like, there were times where I really didn't want to have sex, and he would kind of throw it on me like, well, you've been holding out. We never do it.
What would he do, or what would he say to get you to go ahead and give in on that?
He was just extremely persistent. A lot of the times I would end up just doing it just to get him to stop asking. And there was one time where I agreed to, and during it, I was just kind of ready for him to finish so we could get over with it. And he was like, I could tell you really weren't into that. You must really care about me. Thank you for, you know, letting me finish. It shows how you really care about me. And I mean, I was like, yeah, of course I do. I mean, really, I just, if I say no, he'll just keep asking, like, what about tomorrow, what about the next day, but then, you know, I've done so much for you, I've helped you, or done so much for you in your personal life.
What has he done for you?
He lets me vent every now and then. But,
he doing that?
I mean, he'll let me vent to him, but he claims he gives me relationship advice for my marriage, and he goes the extra mile to help me out at work on, like, interdiction stuff and things like that. It's that's what I'm interested in. And he was like, you know, I wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have a relationship. We do. So it was more of just like, I didn't
quid pro quo.
I didn't want things to be different at work because he's on our shift all the time. And most of the supervisors for us, they're not.
Yeah, I'm going to look more. I'm not going to look at just books.
Do you still... I think I asked you early on, like, was everything consensual? Did you ever feel pressured? Like, there was an assault that took place at any point?
He never forced me. He never held me down. And at the end of the day, it was consensual because I agreed to it.
Right.
It's not like I said no. He said, well, screw you. I'm going to. It was more of just, like, I couldn't figure out a way to get out of it. I was kind of held stuck until I finally just told him, like, hey, I fucked someone else, and then he ended it, because I just wanted to have him in it since it was hard for me to.
Yeah.
How was his attitude towards you when he cast somebody else?
He was very mad. He was like, you betrayed me, I thought you cared about me, no one's here for me, you really hurt me. One time, when I tried ending it, he called me, he drank a whole bottle of Jack, and he said, I just want to kill myself, I want to go drive off and get into a wreck, and it's because of you.
Kyle said this?
I said, it's because of you, and you did this to me, you hurt me, just because I was trying to end it, and I was like, don't do that, don't drive drugs, stop drinking, get some sleep, and he just texted me the whole night, and I stopped texting him back after a while.
Did he have that stuff in text message?
Huh?
Did he have that in text message to you about wanting to do all this stuff?
No, he called me about that.
Messy.
I wish I would have just came up front about me and him so it could have all been avoided.
Mm-hmm.
My husband said the same thing. He would have helped me through it, and he kind of understands why all of it got started. The rest of it I fucked up on, but he feels bad that I was put in that position, which is kind of helping us right now.
Yeah, 100% on the employment end, disclosure would have solved the whole thing.
You had an avenue, because I gave you that avenue.
Huh?
Hey, I gave you the avenue of work. Hey, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I always get on you about that. You just walk right past my door. That was your avenue right there. So how do you feel at home? You feel like he may come up? Does he know where you live? How do you feel at home when you're by yourself? What shift is Jed working? Is I working?
Huh?
What shift is Jed working right now?
He's 6 to 6. He's
6'8", 6'8".
Okay. I mean, he always drives past the house all throughout the day, and he knows, like...
He's in the county where y'all live?
Okay.
And he knows a lot of the guys at Manchester, so he's always telling them to, like, just stop by the house and work out for his truck.
So you think he can put a close watch or something on your house while he's in?
He's already doing that. When he's at work, I try to stay out of the house. Just kind of go on to do things.
Try to stay out of the house? So what I would probably do is I would probably research some things. I would probably go back and research some things and probably reach out to you, call you, or something like that, ask some more questions so I can see if I...
About what kind of protection stuff you have.
Protection or if there's anything to pursue on our end of it. You know, like I always tell you, you know, this situation is this situation. I'm still your chief. This is the HR director. So, still for your well being as well, too. So, I just have to look at some stuff to find out. Because some of the things that you're seeing can be official misconduct or official oppression. I just need to read up on it a little bit more and make sure that's what it is.
I mean, I don't want to get him in trouble. I'm more so.
No, but again, you're trying to protect you, okay? You're trying to protect you. You know, you have a concern about it. even if it's mentioned to him, nothing ever happens about it. So it's not too much stupid.
Yeah. I go back and forth when we talk. There are moments where I feel like you're present and honest, and then there are moments where I feel like you protect and are not completely honest, and then we end up having a follow-up conversation or something and it comes out. I feel that way about the Seneca conversation. Like, I feel like I want to go back and revisit that again with you, right? So I've had somebody that brought me, hey, her and Seneca. And then I've had a conversation to get what was brought to me confirmed. But then you deny it. So I think I asked you early on about like a fetish. Did you have like a foot fetish? And you said no. But it's come back up again, and it's from a different person.
You didn't ask me that.
I didn't ask you that. Do you have a foot fetish? Do you send pictures of your feet to people?
Ty does.
Ty has a foot fetish. And so he would ask you for pictures of your feet. Did you send pictures of your feet to Seneca?
I know I didn't tie.
Well, I know you didn't tie too, because I saw them all.
Yeah.
By request.
Yeah.
From him. But not to Seneca.
So you're saying...
I don't remember.
But as far as what you can remember, all you and Seneca have done is made out.
Let me ask you this, and don't think I'm crazy, but what's your definition of made out?
Kissing, feeling up, like kissing, touching.
I just want to put that on the record.
Do you remember somebody coming? I don't have a date when this took place, but it was sometime the last couple of months in the gym. Do you remember somebody coming in, an officer, male officer coming in when you and Seneca were off duty, he was on duty, he came over to help you, another officer came in. Do you remember that day or that moment? Did it stand out?
Like, he came in after.
And then left. And the two of you stayed.
Yeah.
And then after Ledke left.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse there, but there wasn't a sexual act that took place in the gym, according to you.
Like I said, we made out. I gave him a hand job.
You gave him a hand job.
Yeah. It wasn't a blow job.
Okay. There's just conflicting information out there on that topic. And since you hadn't brought Seneca up, that's why I'm kind of stuck on it. Like, why did this one get left out? And if this got left out, who else got left out? You know what I mean? It only happened one time with Seneca. You guys talked the next day and what, said like, hey, it's not gonna, did he initiate that conversation the next day, or did you?
I want to say I came to him saying we probably shouldn't
do that.
Get things started, yeah.
What else is... What else do we need to clarify that you can do there? After the Planet Fitness meeting,
mm-hmm.
which was like last Wednesday, two Wednesdays ago?
It was the Wednesday before my first
interview. Yeah, okay. Has there been any more conversation about sticking to the story, covering up? Have there been any more comments? Do you know of anybody else who's actively trying to lie during the course of the investigation?
Not that I know. Lewis was the only one that August tied to, but Lewis was the only one I knew.
Did you have direct contact with Ty about the investigation?
I called him.
What did he say, if you remember?
I asked if he said anything to HR, and all he said was, I don't know what you're talking about, this conversation didn't happen, type of thing, and then we just started talking about the gym and guns and things like that.
Thought
I was dyeing my hair.
He never told you to deny anything or anything?
He didn't say to deny it. It was more of just like, this conversation didn't happen, and we just kind of moved on.
But Lewis did.
Yes.
What did you say?
Multiple.
Lewis
did.
Yeah. Do you know anything about other relationships Ty is having, whether at work or off work?
I've heard V, but he said no. Or isn't he?
You guys talked about whether he was with V and he said no?
There was some rumors going around, but he said no.
Anybody else at work?
Not that I know.
What about outside of work? Does he ever talk about his life outside of work?
We used to be really close. We just kind of aren't. We just don't talk on a regular basis now.
Any knowledge about him getting married?
Recently? I have no idea. I know he was married at one point and had kids.
Yeah. This would be like something new. Like going to get married.
Unless he's keeping it secret.
What caused y'all to grow apart?
It was more of just when we stopped, because like when I first started, I'd be here on day shift training, so I'd see him every day. But you know, when I got moved to seconds, he was never there working weekends and things like that, so I just stopped seeing him as much.
And how many times were you with him sexually?
Twice.
And the last time was the week of your, when you went to the hospital?
Yeah, that Sunday.
Did you go, when you were at his house, did you go into some kind of a, like a barn or an auto shop, or does he have a vehicle that he's working on or something there, like an outbuilding?
We didn't go into it. We went into his house.
Just only
went
into his house?
Guys.
Yeah.
Never went outside to the barn or anything.
Does he have a car that he's working on?
I think he has a truck.
A truck?
Yeah.
Truck.
But you guys never went out there?
We just stayed in his house.
Straight to the house.
Was he meal prepping that day?
He was waiting until after the gym. He was doing laundry. And then he went to the gym. He was going to meal prep after.
So he wasn't meal prepping?
He wasn't meal prepping while you were there?
No.
So, not taking it back to the actual moment itself, but what happened, like kind of detail, was it I went to his house and went straight to this, or hung out for a little while?
That week I was definitely not in my right state of mind, so I just wanted initially to talk. We were just laying on the couch together, and then we talked for a little bit, he gave me a drink, and we started feeling around, made our way to the bedroom, and then just left after that because he wanted to go to the gym and the station.
Can you tell me about an encounter you had with him before you were an official officer at your house?
Yeah. So I don't remember what it was, but me and V were together hanging out. He met us at Chili's in Murfreesboro. We all got some drinks. We went back to my house. We were hanging out for a little bit. Jed came home. He started drinking. Ty wanted to try to get Jed to have a thing with all of us. We played strip, you know? And then when V went out onto the patio with Jed, me and Ty kissed for a little bit, and then that was it.
Do you remember getting fully undressed?
No, I wasn't fully undressed. I don't think.
Was V undressed?
I think we were both in our bra and underwear.
Okay.
From what I remember.
And then, do you recall being in the bedroom or a room with Ty when he took a picture of himself and sent it to you? Of his penis and sent it to you?
It was a hallway.
In the hallway?
Yeah. It was like, it was an apartment, so it was like the living room, the hallway with the bathroom and the bedroom, but the doors were closed, so we were in the hallway.
So what part of the process were you in with us at that
point? The hiring process.
The hiring process. What part were you in?
I think it was after the Psyche Bell. I think we were celebrating that we had just finished the psych, and so we weren't officially hired, but we were like getting close
to
being hired.
And how did Ty get in that mix?
Because he had been helping us through the PT test the whole time. So every week we'd all meet up at the station, run through the course, go to the gym. And we were just excited, so we told him, like, hey, because he kept telling us not to worry about the site. And we're like, hey, we just passed. Do you want to go out for drinks? And so we just met up with him.
Do you have any photos, videos, or text messages from him that you could share with me that would support anything that you've told us?
I don't. I mean, I know B, she probably, I'm assuming she would admit to that night, but that's about it.
Was she present when he took a picture of himself? Yeah, thank you.
I think she was out on, because him and, or my husband and her went out to smoke on the patio that we have.
Did she leave shortly after that? Did she call a ride?
Yeah, it was like, because her and her husband were fighting, so she had like a friend or something that came, some boy that came and picked her up, and then Ty left a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. And just you and Jed were there?
Yeah.
Do you have any information that she may have been with anybody at the job?
I mean, I've heard rumors, but rumors go around all the time.
What have you heard?
Her
sending... Because we're past... We're past the point of hearing rumors. We've now we've now validated many of these rumors. So who else have you heard?
Her and Seneca, Ty, I think Larry. And I know she was constantly texting Lewis trying to get them to hook up, but he kept denying it.
So the same group. The same group of guys.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear Lugo. I didn't hear PMAG.
They may have, well, so PMAG did say he'd bang her if he got the chance, but I don't know if they ever did.
Okay. What else? What have I not asked about that's still going to haunt you or that you wish you would have said to clear your soul?
I feel like we've touched everything.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
Still seeing your counselor?
Yeah, I went yesterday. Or actually, I went today.
Still being honest?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah, he's helping me.
Good.
I'm about to go to couples counseling.
Good. You guys are going to try to stay together.
Yeah.
Have you been 100% honest with your husband?
Yeah.
That was brutal. Probably worse than being chief, right?
Yeah. It wasn't easy. But I'm glad I told him.
Yeah.
Makes it feel a little better.
Yeah. You and PMAG talking right now? Anybody? On shift?
I went up to PD. Me and Kaylee and me and Tackett talk, but it's more about the other thing than anything, because they kind of went through all the same stuff. So.
Right, right.
But nothing about any of this.
Okay. Well, door's still open. If you want to talk, I'm going to let Chief handle all the protection stuff. That's outside my scope, but... certainly retaliation, fears, anything like that, don't sit on any of that, you know. Keep it, especially if it comes in written form or something, keep it. Share that with Chief or something so that you can use that as a resource to help prove what's happening. If you happen to discover that you have anything saved anywhere else, photos, videos, texts, anything that pops up, that would be helpful for me. I will say that others have been throwing their personal selves on the table, and it's been eye-opening. So
I don't have anything on mine, otherwise I would.
Yeah.
I deleted all of it.
Yeah. Did you like also delete all your like deleted photos and deleted text? You cleared the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
before this started, I was trying to completely just get rid of all of it.
Right. Was that before we met the first time or before the hospital?
After the hospital.
Before the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What questions still linger for us? Okay. Well,
keep hanging in here. Excuse me, I just got a cough. Postnasal drip or something like that. That's what they're telling me. But
oh, yeah.
It's been happening for a long time now. But
okay.
Keep hanging in there. My line of communication is open. Sometimes a little slow, but I'll get to it eventually. Reach out to us. It's not over yet. The investigation is not over yet. We're about to have another holiday, so we'll see.
You should get your paycheck this week, just like anybody else would.
So, okay. So y'all are just doing the time.
We just did 8 hours at me.
Yeah.
Get 10 hours.
Yeah.
Well,
just
I don't know how to do it.
It's 40 hours of admin.
Hours, right.
40 hours of admin just gets applied. So it should hit your box just
I
like it normally would.
Your timesheet today.
Perfect.
Signed.
Thank you.
So you should see it hit your account just like.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Drive safely.
Thank you.